Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
But I'm reading from Proverbs 3, verses 7 and 8 from the Amplified Bible. This is verse 7 and 8. Watch what God says. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord with reverent awe and obedience and turn entirely away from evil. Right? Verse 8. It will be health to your body, your marrow, your nerves, your sinews, your muscles, all your inner parts, and refreshment, physical well-being to your bones. My God, you can't get more than that with health. I mean, think about it. He says, yeah, if you fear the Lord with a reverent fear, you're not scared of Him, you respect Him, you honor Him, you worship Him, I want to please Him. That's the kind of fear He's talking about. If you do that, you will not have to try to turn from evil. You will automatically stop doing what's wrong. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When you give yourself solely and wholly to God, and you honor Him, and you respect Him, and you reverence Him, the first thing Jesus said when they said, teach us to pray, He said, our Father who art in heaven, our Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed. It's hallowed. I used to think it's hello, how you doing? It's not. It's hallowed be your name, which is all important. It's everything about respecting, honoring, loving, worshiping our God. So it says, yeah, it says, do not be wise in your own eyes. And so many people, wow, so full of pride. They know everything. People that are full of pride have a hard time getting saved because they don't need anything. They don't need anybody. You understand? So God says about the proud, He resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. So if you've got pride in you and you think you're Mr. Know-it-all or Mrs. Know-it-all, a big deal, think again. Because if you're in pride, God's resisting you. Not the devil, God. And you can't fight against God. You can fight the devil, put him down, but not God. And He also says, pride, where there's pride, goes before destruction. If you're in pride, I can promise you one thing, destruction's on its way. Some way, some form, somehow in your life, destruction is coming. So He says, don't be wise in your own eyes. Stop it. Learn. Let people teach you. Be teachable. Be trainable. Be humble. Prefer others. Put them above yourself. That's the kind of heart God's looking for. He says, fear the Lord. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear me, the Lord God, with a reverent awe and obedience, and turn away from evil. He says, if you do that, it's going to be health to your body. That's your marrow, your nerves, your sinews, your muscles, all your inner parts, every organ, every tissue, everything, and refreshment, physical well-being to your bones. Wow. Pastor, you're getting excited. Yeah, I am. I am, because I walk in perfect peace and divine health. Hello, and I'm wealthy on top of it all. Why? Because the Word of God works for whoever works the Word of God. I say that again. The Word of God works for whoever works the Word of God. God's way, not my way. Yahweh, not your way. Amen? And He says, don't be wise in your own eyes. Don't think you got it all. Don't think you know what's going on. Don't think you know everything. Just cut it out. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear me. Love me with a reverential, awful, awesome respect. And I will show you things you've never seen in your life. I will reveal mysteries unto you. I will show you treasures in hidden places that you know not of. That's God. Come on now, I've got scripture for all of that I'm saying to you. He'll make the way straight for you. Where the road is crooked, He'll make it a straight, level pathway. Yeah. But I mean, think about that. He says, if you do the first part, verse 7, it's going to be health to your body. How many of you are battling with sickness? You got sugar diabetes. You got heart trouble. You got blood pressures up and down. You got arthritis. You got migraines. You got, God knows what you got. I mean, the devil's got so much out there to give to you. And God is saying, your body will be healthy. Take these scriptures. Work them. Do it. Just do it. Well, how do I get a respect for God? Start to, and listen, if you don't respect God, you haven't seen Jesus close up. Yeah. To get to know God the Father, learn who Jesus is. Because he said, if you've seen me, you've seen my Father. And I don't know about you, but when you see what Jesus did for you and for me, and that what he took upon himself, your love and your gratitude and your respect just abounds. Once you get to that position, he says, this is going to be health. This is going to be healing. This is going to be refreshing. Wow. Can't beat it. Can you say amen? I can't hear you. Amen. Well, I'm very excited about it. We've got lots of people leaving notes and saying hello and thank you for the message. And I walk in perfect peace. I'm healed by the stripes on his back. Amen. Hallelujah. But those scriptures are so powerful. I want to show you the voice translation of that same scripture. You ready? The voice translation of Proverbs 3, 7 to 8 says this. Don't think you can decide on your own what is right and what is wrong. Respect the eternal Lord. Turn and run from evil. You see, when you do respect God, you will run from evil. You won't have to, on purpose, say, I don't want to do it. When you love God enough and you have a respect for God enough, you will, when evil comes your way and the temptation comes, you say, ugh, you won't want it. Now watch out. Respect the eternal, turn and run from evil. If you depend on him, your body and your mind will be free from the strain of a sinful life, will experience healing and health, and will be strengthened at their core. Wow. I'm going to read that again. Don't think you can decide on your own what is right and what is wrong. Respect the eternal, turn and run from evil. Remember, the Bible says, resist the devil and he shall flee. Then he says, if you depend on God, on him, your body and your mind, that your soul, your soulish realm, your thinking faculties, and any kind of bipolar stuff in the mind, he says, your body and your mind. So my body, my mind will be free from the strain of a sinful life. Now, hang on a second. He's telling us, yeah, it'll be free from a sinful life. You see, the sinful life came when the devil got Adam to bow his knee to the devil, and the curse from sin came into the earth. And with the curse, sickness came. And so now sickness came from sinfulness. Amen. Remember that. But if you depend on God and he saves you, I depend on God for my salvation. I hope you're getting this. I go to God and I say, yes, Lord, I was a sinner. I'm no longer a sinner. I'm now a saint. But when I'm unsaved, Lord, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me. I need the blood to cleanse me, make me righteous, and get me out of this curse. I receive and accept your work, the finished work on the cross, what you've done for me. I believe it. I receive it. God raised you from the dead, and now I'm saved. All things have passed away, behold, all things have become brand new. Now watch what happens. Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. And all the sickness is in the curse. And so now, he says, if you depend on him, your body and mind will be free from the strain of a sinful life. So I'm free from sickness, because that part of sin and brought in with the sin came in with a curse. But now, because I'm a child of his, oh my God, I've been freed from that curse and the sin that brought the curse in. And he says, then you will experience healing and health, and you'll be strengthened at your core. Whew. Let me tell you what, God will strengthen you, your whole being, your whole self. God has already done it. If you look at that scripture, it's already a concluded event. It's finished. It's done. When he hung on the cross and he said, it is over. It's finished. He was talking about this. Sin was taken care of. Hell, death, and the grave was defeated. The curse was defeated in your life. And the sinfulness that brought the sickness and brought all that strain of longing and lust and all that kind of stuff has been broken out of your life. But you've got to completely understand this. And when you do that, and you say, I'm no longer under the curse. I've been redeemed from the curse. For Christ became a curse for me hanging on the cross. I'm redeemed from the curse. And I depend on you, Lord, for my salvation. That sinful life and that strain of sin which brought sickness is now broken out of my life, and I will experience healing and health, and I'm strengthened at my core. That's it. Not open to discussion. God said it. I stick with it. Can you say amen? And so that is really powerful. Proverbs 3, 7 and 8. Read it in the Amplified and the Voice Translation. These are scriptures from the Old Covenant. This is not where Jesus went around laying hands and healing the sick. This was when God was still considered to be the judge of the earth. And he is the judge of the earth, but they only knew him as a judge with his judicial robes on. They didn't know him as a loving, caring father. Jesus came to reveal the Father. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He made him as a father figure to people that were otherwise thinking of him as a judge. He is a judge, but he's a father first and foremost. Yeah. Oh, yes. Let us create man in our image and our likeness. Yeah. He's a father first. Then he's a judge. Come on. You've got to get this. Oh, God, I hope you excited. Look at what this precious lady, Carol Wilson, says. An exciting revelation. God loves us so much. Get it. Please get it. I'm getting it. Because I've got to tell you, I don't sit here before the service or any service and sit here and plan and plot. I just put the scriptures down here. And then as I read them, God gives me revelation and I bring it to us. And I'm getting the same revelation at the same time. And it's just strengthening my resolve to walk in good health and a long life. And it should be doing the same for you. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. So now let's look at another one. Let's look at Proverbs 4. Go to Proverbs 4. And I'm going to be reading Proverbs 4, 20 to 22. Are you ready? Did you write it down? You need to write these down. You need to create a folder. I'm telling you. My son, my daughter, here it is, that word again. Pay attention to all the words I am telling you. Lean in closer that you may hear all I say. Keep them, what? The word, my word. Keep them before you. Meditate on them. Set them safely in your heart. Verse 22, for those who discover them, they are life. They bring wholeness and healing to their bodies. Wow. That listen, man, that's just amazing. I'm going to read it again, then we'll talk about it. My son or my daughter, pay attention to all the words I'm telling you. Pay attention to all the words, not some of the words. Get the full counsel of God. If you're a full gospel church, go from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. Take all of the word, and you've got to know that the word is the inerrant word of God. The Bible is God's inerrant word. Pay attention to all the words I'm telling you, leaning closer so that you may hear all I say. I've been reading scriptures to you. Hopefully you've been leaning in, listening, and writing down and say, wow, this is exciting. This is meat. That's chew. Verse 29, keep them before you. Keep what? My word.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times best.